Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Sheldon Leonard, Jim Backus, the Southerners, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Take a look at the weather, it's snowing ice. Take a look at the weather, it's just no dice. Take a look at the sofa, it's awful nice. Let's stay home tonight. Take a peek at the paper, it says more snow. Take a peek at the paper, no place to go. Take a peek at the sofa, the lights are low. Let's stay home tonight. The thermometer's dropped, the gosh knows where. The world is one big frigid air. It's just a night to seek the charms of a pair of warm and loving arms. Take a look at the windows, they're frozen tight. Take a peek at the fire, it's burning bright. Take a tip from a lady who knows what's right. Let's stay home tonight. Let's stay home tonight.
You're pretty lucky. How do you account for getting two boyfriends interested in you?
Well, Miss Pierce, when I started my campaign, I did a little research, see? I found out that in Los Angeles alone, there were 300,000 single men.
Research? Judy, what were you trying to get at?
300,000 single men.
Ah, honey, I never bother with research. Personally, when it comes to romance, I got a heart like Uncle Sam.
Yeah, what's Uncle Sam got to do with it?
I'll take any man between 18 and 45. Oh, but Judy, you've been so successful in getting two boyfriends. That research of yours must have paid off.
Ooh, it sure did. Yeah, what helped me most was to find out that there are two kinds of girls. The first kind is the kind that lets fellas kiss them the first time they go out on dates.
And what's the second kind?
Who cares when it's so much fun being the first kind?
Ah, Judy, I'm surprised at you. Why, in my own case, the only man that ever kissed me was my husband.
Miss Pierce, are you bragging or complaining?
No. Well, what I mean is this, Judy. When you're my age, will you be able to say that you were kissed only by your husband?
Sure, I can say it. But not with such a straight face. Oh, golly, Miss Pierce, I wished I could make up my mind soon between Hubert and Joe.
Judy, I'm sure it's your indecision about Joe and Hubert that is causing you to be upset. Now, if you want, I can make an appointment with a psychiatrist who can analyze you. His name is Dr. Vogerholt.
Okay, Miss Pierce, but I hope he ain't one of them fellas who puts a flashlight in your eyes, taps you on the knee with a hammer, and says...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, you look awful unhappy. What's wrong?
Oh, Senorita, yesterday my girl left town, and today I spend the whole morning just looking out the window.
Oh, lonesome for her, huh?
No, I pulled a string by the window and my nose got caught in a Venetian blind.
Pedro, you're fond of your girl, aren't you?
Oh, si, senora. The night before she went away, we went to the movies and we smooched a little, hugged a little, and kissed a little. And then we found out something.
What?
We weren't even sitting together. Golly, I came home with a couple of black eyes.
Your girl got sore at you?
No, I was sitting between two sailors.
Pedro, I've heard a lot about your girl, but I've never seen her. What's she like?
Well, she is the kind of girl that stands out in a crowd. In a contest once, she was voted Miss Plymouth Rock.
Miss Plymouth Rock?
She has a shape like a Plymouth and a head like a rock. Well, Senorita, I will go now and always remember 30 days Hacienda, April, June, and Michigan. The Holy Rest have 31 except California, and they only had 6, I think.
course.
Judy, are you going to tell Joe you're planning to consult a psychiatrist to help you choose between him and Hubert?
See, I don't know whether I ought to or not.
Oh, Judy, I think you got to tell Joe. He won't like you if you leave him in the dark.
You will if I stay there with him. I think. By the way, Miss Pierce, does this doctor take only men patients, or does he talk to members of the opposite?
The opposite what?
I didn't want to say S-E-X. Come in. Oh, it's Joe Crunchfiller. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Judy Babe, or dream girl. Just stand there. Ah, you warm the cocktails of my heart. You are the epitome of my dream girl, the Fig Newton of my imagination.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It's pretty good.
Joe, what is your ideal dream girl like?
Well, have you ever seen moonlight shimmering on the billowing waves?
Yes.
Well, put a sweater on it, and that's her.
Oh, gosh, Joe, I don't compare with a girl like that.
Oh, yeah, you do, babe. Yeah, well, you've got everything that Benny Grable and Esther Williams and Lana Turner have got all put together.
Yeah, I might have it, but it wasn't put together the same way.
Now, wait a minute, babe. Don't you deteriorate yourself, because, you see, you've got beautiful eyes, and you got lovely hair, and your lips, so they're as smooth as a Cadillac.
Gee, and your lips are as smooth as a Rolls Royce. Joe.
Yeah, babe.
Let's lock bumpers.
Okay, babe. All right, here we go. Yeah, how is that, babe?
Great. You just defrosted my windshield.
Joe, this will be wonderful material to give to the psychiatrist.
What psychiatrist?
The one Judy's going to consult to help her choose between you and Hubert Updike.
Updike? That no good rich bum brummel? Why, just mentioning his name and conjugation with mine, that's treason. It's sacrilegious.
Why, Joe, how can you say that? Why, even though Hubert is a malted millionaire, he's a nice feller.
Don't care how many mullets he's got, he's a weak one. Hey, tell me, babe, listen, what do you see in him when you can have a real viral guy like me, huh? Guy who's full of vim and vitality and virus. Why, I got muscles where he's only got bustles.
Crunchfiller, I overheard that.
You cad. Convertible, of course.
Off the joint, eh? You're eavesdrooping again, huh?
Yeah, he must have been listening by the door, Stu. I mean, door stoop. Say, Hubert, is it true what Joe said about you being a weakling?
Oh, absolutely not, Miss Canova. I have a wonderful physique.
How'd you get it, Hubert?
My tailor builds it into my suits. See, I have false shoulders and false biceps.
If there's anything I hate, it's a man who wears falsies.
Moment, Crunchmiller. All this extra padding in my shoulders is $1,000 bills. Yes, and I should say not. Miss Canova. Just look at me. Well, I'm in perfect condition. Look at this chest. Look at these shoulders. Look at these arms.
Not so fast. I'm still trying to find your chest.
Hey, Updike, when you are converging with my guile, don't stand so close.
Oh, you be quiet, or I'll smash you over the head with my checkbook.
Yo, don't be so jealous.
Well, I can't help it. Oh, Miss Canova, when I stand close to you this way, your perfume captivates me. It's simply doggy. What kind is it?
Kennel number 5.
Hey, Upjoint, you're wasting your time here, you see, because Judy is going to see a psychiatrist, and I bet that he is going to say that I am the man for her.
Oh, no, Billy. Why, if Miss Canova married me, she'd be a millionaire.
Oh, Hubert, is a girl who marries a millionaire called a millionaire?
That's absolutely right. If she marries a count, she's a countess. If she marries a prince, she's a princess.
Boy, am I lucky. Once I almost married a fella named Jack.
Oh, my honey, better hurry and let me meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged leader man. Oh, my honey, let's take you to Alexander's grandstand. Brass band ain't coming along. Come on here, come on here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here, come on here, it's the best band in the land. They play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band. What am I, honey lamb? Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the Swanee River play,
it's ragtime.
Come on ahead,
come on ahead,
Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on along, come on along, come on along, come on along.
Ain't you coming along?
Come on along, listen to the way they play.
Come on along,
it's the greatest in the world today.
They've got the kind of beat. So let's tear up the rug and we'll do the bunny hug.
That's the latest dancing fad.
Not bad.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man.
Up to the man.
The leader man.
Up to the man.
Who's the leader of the band?
And if you want to hear the Swanee River play,
return to Judy. She is in the reception room at the offices of Dr. Vulgerholtz, the psychiatrist, being interviewed by the doctor's receptionist.
A name, please?
Judy Canova.
Oh, you're the Judy Canova of radio and screen. Oh, golly, kiddo. I bet you had dates with lots of movie stars.
Well, I'd hate to tell you how many dates I've had.
Oh, golly. Clark Gable, Robert Taylor, Tyrone Power, Rex Harrison... ever go out with Rex?
You ought to see some of the Rex I've been out with.
Kiddo, for the doctor's record, I'll have to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Now then, extended education.
Well, let's see now. Kindergarten, grade school, high school, and college.
You've been to all?
All except the last three.
Now, as to your subject, the doctor will want to know all about your curriculum.
Oh, I had that taken out with my tonsils.
Oh, thank you, doctor. You did wonders for me.
Say, mister, did the doctor really help you?
Oh, yes. It was terrible. I couldn't even eat. I thought I was a parrot.
You thought you were a parrot?
Yes, but I can eat anything now. I'm going out and order a good meal.
What are you going to eat?
3 pounds of sunflower seeds.
You see, Miss Canova, Dr. Vulgerholtz cures all kinds of complexes. But our patients come here and lay their problems on the doctor's desk. Why, one lady was so mixed up she thought she was a white leghorn hen.
I bet $5 she didn't lay nothing on a doctor's desk.
Who is the next patient, Mr. Raymond Schneider?
Well, I guess I am, doctor.
Oh, how are you today, young woman, a lady?
I feel the way I look.
Nothing could be worse. Just step into my office, please. First, I must give you a physical examination. You see, many mental conditions have physical causes.
Oh, well, that ain't true in my case.
Well, Miss Canova, don't jump on your own conclusions. That is pure hypothesis. Hypothesis. Pure hypothesis. Shall I repeat that?
No, I didn't bring a windshield wiper.
Please, we continue with the examination. Now, stick out your tongue.
Okay.
Not so far, you're washing my glasses. Now, open up your mouth, please. I want to look in.
Okay.
Open it real wide now and say, ah.
Ah.
I only want to look in. I don't want to climb in. Now, let's see.
Anything wrong, doctor?
Yes. Your Dr. Scholl's foot pads are on crooked.
Well, look, Doc, let's forget all this fiddly-faddly-foodly. All I want to find out is which of my boyfriends is the right fella for me. That's all I'm looking to find
but
out.
But look, you tell me something about these men. Do you ever dream about them?
Dream about them?
Yeah.
Ooh, I sure do. Last night, I dreamed I was shipwrecked with them on a South Sea island.
Oh, good, that's good. Now, you lie on this couch now and tell me all about it.
Well, you see, we were sailing to Bally High in Hubert's expensive yacht, and there was a big storm. We hit a rock, and the ship sank. The three of us swam to a desert island and lived like natives for days and days.
Oh, gracious! It looks as if we're stranded here on this island indefinitely.
Yeah. What do we do?
Well, we managed to save the radio. Let's send an SOS.
Yes. Crunch Miller, you know how to operate the radio.
Yeah.
Send an SOS.
Okay, all right. How do you spell it? Hey, look, this radio is on a blink.
Hey, there's a ship out there. Joe, send him a wigwag signal with your shirt.
Well, okay, all right. I'll wigwag. Hey, they're answering.
What do they say?
Get your shirt cleaned. It looks lousy. Oh, gosh. They sailed away.
Oh, gee, I wish we were rescued. I'm tired of living like a native.
Oh, babe, when I see you wearing that grass screen, I ain't even sure that I want to be rescued off this island.
Oh, yes. My goodness, Miss Canova. That grass skirt is awfully short. Is that the proper mode?
It must be. If the grass was mowed any shorter, I couldn't wear it.
Oh, yes. Miss Canova, look, you just look beautiful in your native costume. Oh, I love you so passionately. How about a kiss?
Now, wait a minute, Updike. I come first. I want a kiss, too.
Well, Miss Canova's prettier, and besides, you need a shave.
Just a minute, you fellas. Listen here. I'm drawing a line across the middle of this island. There. Now, that divides the island into two countries. One for me and one for you, fellas.
Okay. Hey, babe, what are you writing?
Passports. Say, I wonder if this island is Bally High.
Oh, heavens to South Pacific. What is that?
Sounds like native drums.
I know the curse of the voodoo. I know the curse of the voodoo.
What is it?
Can't tell you. I never curse.
Why, it's Geranium. Geranium, what are you doing in my dream?
Miss Judy, I'm not Geranium around here. I'm Princess Guna Guna.
A princess? Oh, golly, you must be a pretty big person south of the equator.
I ain't very small north of it either.
Say, pardon me just a moment. Say, Princess Guna Guna, there seems to be a great deal of water here when the tide is in.
Oh, yeah, this is some island. The water's almost up to my knees.
Tell me, is this Bally High?
No, but it will be if the tide comes in anymore.
you got to be a princess down here.
Oh, the king likes me. He calls me his little butterfly. Isn't that silly?
Why, what's silly about it?
You couldn't make this much butterfly with a B-29. Well, if you'll excuse me now, I got to entertain the king with my hydromatic hula.
How do you do that?
Oh, you just put your hips in the gear and start raising your engine.
Canova, choose me. I am the right man for you.
No, don't listen to this, Small, because I am the right man for you, but I'll leave that up to you to make your final incision.
Oh, gosh, I hardly know which one to pick.
Well, Miss Canova, let's have a sporting go. Why don't we settle this in a fair way to see who got you? Shall we flip a coin or pitch pennies?
Now, let's try something else, huh?
Well, just remember that I'm wearing a hula skirt.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Don't try drawing straws. Gosh, this here dream sure gets goofier all the time. And, Doctor, that's the dream I dreamed.
Well, Miss Canova, are these the men you dream about all the time?
Yep, and trying to choose between them is driving me nuts.
Well, tell me, does Joe Crunchmiller think you are beautiful?
He sure does.
And does Hubert Updike think you are beautiful?
Oh, he thinks I'm gorgeous.
Then I have the solutions, Miss Canova.
Yeah, what's that, Doctor?
You go home and send those men to see me. They're the ones who are crazy.
My darling, to the Tennessee waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful
folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying good night, everyone.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.